Lord. Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cam Black, Hayden, and intern Draven. The next 3 hours, we'll talk sports and other things. It's Thursday, 9/17. We are mowing through September. Jeez, mowing through September. Week two of the NFL starts tonight. Number one pick versus number one pick.
Whoa.
Joe Burrow versus Baker Mayfield.
Wait, what teams do they play for?
They play for the Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns, who have two of the four.
Oh.
I was listening to Dan Patrick before as we were getting set up in here. He said that those are two of the four worst records in the NFL since 2016. The other two were the New York teams. So, like, New York and Ohio have the four worst teams in the league over the last, since 2016.
Congrats to those states.
And that's even more impressive that Cleveland and Cincinnati do it, seeing how, like, somebody automatically gets a win every year, or two wins. You know what I mean? They play twice a year.
That's true.
Like, the Jets and Giants are like, hey, can we play each other? Like, we can bump up New York at least, you know, twice a year. Get two more wins. Ohio gets two built-in wins every year.
It's like, yeah, let's split.
So we got that coming up tonight. Got game two of the Celtics Heat. I'm pumped for that. We got the U.S. Open going on right now. Some big names hovering around or at the top of the leaderboard. Justin Thomas currently in the lead at 4-under. You got Rory and Patrick Reed at 3-under. Both those guys lurking. Speaking of lurking, Tiger in the top 10 right now, even, not a lot of guys over par, not a lot of guys under par. There are a lot of guys over par, not a lot of guys at par or under. Tiger's one of them through 13. So, I mean, he's had, you know, most of his round complete. So, he's scrambling, he's battling. Feels good like Tiger should get to the weekend, although we have seen some Friday blow-ups recently at some of these harder courses. So, we'll see. Didn't he have a Friday blow up at the Memorial? Wasn't it the Memorial that he had a really bad Friday and missed the cut? Or no, I guess he ended up making the cut, but ended up, I guess he got in at the last minute as the cut line moved. But Tiger got hot for a little bit. It was vintage Tiger for a bit as he was making the turn. He birdied 9, 10, and 11 and should have birdied 12. He had an 8-footer for four straight birdies, but it barely lipped out. But he has had four bogeys and four birdies as he is just out here trying to scramble and stay in contention. I would imagine golf wants him in contention, obviously.
Yep.
Like they want him hanging somewhere around this leaderboard. So, got some big names at the top. Obviously, the 12 o'clock wave, getting ready to tee off. We'll get some other guys out there on the course. But the U.S. Open kind of snuck up on me, but it's here. They're at Winged Foot. Always plays tough. We'll see how tough it plays because, you know, usually the winner is over par. And there's still time for that. But Justin Thomas coming out pretty early, as is an amateur. There's an amateur that was at the top of the leaderboard, too, at 3-under. He's playing well, too. So, a lot of golf to be played. But some guys coming out and getting off to a good start. I guess I didn't ask how we were today. Thumbs up from Hayden. Cam, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm hanging in there. Kind of conflicted. I've been debating on if I want to pre-order this PlayStation 5 or not.
What's the benefit of pre-ordering?
I just guarantee I get it because I think they.
I mean, you're gonna get it.
They dropped their production down like a lot, like by millions.
Everyone who wants a PlayStation is gonna get a PlayStation. I mean, it might take a couple months.
I saw the release date.
Well, I saw people pre-ordering it on Amazon and then getting hit with like a hey. Might be a little delayed on our shipping. So, they're not even getting the guaranteed, opening day. And they, had already pre-ordered it, too. So, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't try to buy things when they first come out anymore just because of the hassle.
Yeah.
I'm fine with waiting 2 months. On the iPhone, new iPhone drops, sometimes I'll even wait, 6 months to get the new one, if I even get the new one. TVs, I don't know. TVs, TVs are, it always amazes me when I go to like to TV shopping now and see how cheap the big nice TVs are. And I remember like, you know, $1,000 for like a 42-inch like nice flat screen, and now you can get like a 60. I got like a nice like 60-inch flat screen for like $450 or something like that last year.
It's pretty crazy.
Earlier this year. So I'll wait.
I think I'll decide the waiting.
If you want a PlayStation 5, you will get one.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait as well.
It might be about Christmas, but like they're going to like have it ramped up and ready to go by Christmas.
The game I want comes out in November when it drops, though. So that was my debate.
Is that the Spider-Man game?
Yeah, I wanted to buy that with the system at the same time.
I mean, is there any benefit to having it when it first comes out other than like your personal pleasure?
Nope, just personal pleasure.
Well, I mean, I know
just like beating it before everybody else.
Well, I know like with like the sports games, like the online stuff. Like, I mean, you want to be good at it before everybody. But like, I wouldn't imagine there's like an online community.
No, there
for
isn't.
Spider-Man. So like, that'd just kind of be go at your own speed type of thing.
Yeah. I just like beating it before everybody and being able to talk about it. But
I feel you.
I don't know. I may wait and then like trade in my PS4, get some money off my PS5.
I don't know how much money they're going to give you off the PS4 whenever
it
comes.
It depends.
Whenever it comes time to
nothing.
Like, I feel like if you're going to get some money for the PS4, you got to do like right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I need it till the PS5 comes out. So
I know
that's my conundrum.
That's the problem. But like, they're going to look at you crazy whenever the PS5 is dropped and you're trying to go bring your PS4. They'll be like, all right, here's $40 off.
Hey, that's better than nothing.
Are you getting with the disc in it or not?
Yeah, I'm gonna get the disc slot. Especially if I trade it in.
What's the major differences between the 4 and the 5? Is there like, have they highlighted any like big?
I mean, new games, cool games.
Yeah, I get that.
Some new games,
like, is there
better
anything
graphics?
Else crazy?
I mean, I don't know. The graphics did look pretty crazy when they did their teaser for like the NBA 2K. Like, I mean, that did look pretty cool. Like at first, you did kind of think it was Zion in there shooting free throws. Like it, or at least I did. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna have to get a new TV and everything to run that 4K stuff and. Yeah.
Which I can't imagine how people older than me feel. Like the 40 to 50 year olds feel when they see these graphics, because you know, me being 30, even I'm like, man, this is too far. We've gone too far. Like I remember like the characters are blocks. Even like on the PS2 you thought you had made it, and it was just like, I remember like my mom thinking it was a real football game, and like, now you look back at the PS2 and you're like, Mom, were you blind? Because she's like, oh wow, it looks so good. I thought you were actually watching a real game. I'm like, really, Mom? Because this looks like garbage now in 2020. Imagine trying to pump out the PS2 and thinking it looked real, okay? Looks like trash, Mom. And then now you see the PS5 things, you're like, wow, okay, it kind of does look like a real game now.
Yep.
But I don't know how important graphics are to me as a gamer. I will say the 2K21 PGA is pretty fun. And like it does feel like you're actually out there playing golf. And
I didn't get it. I knew I'd get pissed off at it. So
I get very angry during it. I get very angry during it, especially the first like 3 weeks I played it. I've gotten to where I'm at least like decent now. I'm still not good by any means. Like I'm still not good. I don't even know if I'm decent, but I can at least have fun playing now. First like week I was like 20 over everywhere I played, and I was like, this is awful. This is so stupid. I've only finished once in the top five, though, on tour. I got hawked down by Justin Thomas, which I feel like they cheated for Justin Thomas because he's on the cover of the game.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, he was, like, just coming out of nowhere, and he's charging, and then I bogeyed 15, and I lost by a stroke. I couldn't handle the pressure, and I was like, this is it. I'm a real-life choke artist. Like, this is it. This game is accurate. I shanked one. I knew I missed a decently long par putt, and then it was over. Lost by a stroke. Couldn't get a birdie. I think he was 5 under. I was 4 under. Lost by a stroke. That was as close as I've been to the mountaintop. Did get some FedEx points, though, for finishing, you know, number 2, but still. It hurt. It was a little too realistic, though, so I can only imagine what the PS5 is going to look like.
Yeah.
Can only imagine what that looks like.
I don't think I'm going to get the one with the disc slot in. I think I'm just going to get the digital one.
The digital one's a lot cheaper, right?
It's $100 cheaper.
Oh.
I would rather have the disc slot so I could play Blu-ray, especially if I traded my PS4. I would rather still play Blu-rays.
Yeah.
And I like having the ability to, like, if I have a game on a disc or I buy one, like, used for cheaper, that I can, like, take it to somebody's house and, like, put the disc in and we can play. If it's digital, you got to bring your whole system over and stuff, you know? So
I
like just having that flexibility, yeah. So I'm going all out on it, but
yeah, I mean, I feel like if you're going to spend $400, you might as well spend $500. That's where I always get in trouble.
Yeah,
same. Everything I purchase, like, I'm spending $400, might as well upgrade $100 and get the best of the best.
I just haven't used a disc in probably 2 years. I just download it straight from the PlayStation Store.
So. I will say, I mean, I'm not a big gamer. I bought a Xbox One a couple of years ago just to play like Fortnite and like Madden. I quickly quit Fortnite. I'm not a good shooter.
Fortnite sucks.
But I enjoyed Madden.
I'm playing it again now, but it sucks.
So I have the disc capability, and I watch some Blu-rays on there every now and then. Very rarely, though, but every now and then. So I think if I was going to, like Cam said, buy the PS5, I would want the capability to at least do it.
Yeah.
You'd feel stupid if you wanted to put a disc in, like, oh, I can't. Let me go download it first.
But if you're going to watch a movie, though, can't you just download it online or watch it online?
Well, what do you mean?
Like, just rent it online.
See, why would I rent it if I owned it?
Well, I mean, I just don't buy movies anymore.
I just put
it
in my disc slot.
Well, I buy DVDs every now and then. I'll go about once every 3 or 4 months. I'll hit up McKay's and go through and buy like movies I really like for like $3 a piece. I don't know why, because I've got like 30 movies sitting under my like TV stand that I probably will never watch, like never put in. But I guess it's cool to have. I don't know. But like every now and then, like a new release that won't be like on a streaming platform. I have gone like the Redbox recently. And be like, hey, let me get a Redbox out of Blu-ray and, you know, want to be able to play it.
So I'm not going to go out and just buy a Blu-ray player. Like, I'm not doing that.
Well, that was talking video gaming. We'll see what the story of the day is when we come back. I don't know if there is one. Like, we're kind of, nothing really happened yesterday. There were no sports yesterday. Right? I mean, I guess hockey and baseball, but I mean, nothing happened in baseball worthy of being... Story of the day. I mean, my Reds did overtake the Cardinals.
Oh, they're in the playoffs now.
Yeah. Six versus three, Reds versus Braves. Braves, you don't want those problems.
I'd like that. I'd be the biggest Reds fan. Wear my Cincinnati shirt and everything all week.
I don't know if that's the story of the day, though. I don't know if anything in baseball happened worthy of the story of the day. I did, like, look and I realized I didn't know how good the Chicago White Sox were. Like, I knew that they were a cool team.
Number one right now.
No, I know. I looked, like, what, they're 32-16? Like, I'm, and now I am strongly, strongly rooting for a Padres versus White Sox World Series. And just, like, baseball purists losing their mind at all the drip coming from Chicago and out of San Diego. Because, I mean, I'm watching, like, the White Sox, and they got their shirts all the way unbuttoned. They got chains. I'm like, since when did you start wearing, like, gold chains playing baseball? Okay, cool, let's do this. I mean, I wasn't mad about it. I was just like, I didn't realize that this was going on in Chicago. Hey, no, that's how they got down the south side. Are they on the south side?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I got a little nervous after I said it.
Very young team, but they're really talented.
Yeah, I mean, I knew that Tim Anderson guy's a beast, and, like, I knew they had a couple of good young prospects. I knew they had, like, you know.
Luis Robert Robert's probably going to win Rookie of the Year.
Like, it's funny because people only complain about the NBA when they tank. Right, like that's whenever you're making a mockery of the sport. That's when the commissioner wants to step in. That's when everyone debates of, oh, is tanking bad? But like in baseball, it's proven. Like if you tank for 3 years and replenish your farm system, you will be good. The Cubs won a World Series doing it. The Astros won a World Series doing it. The White Sox did it, and now look at them.
Yeah, you just pair those younger players with a few like seasoned veterans like Edwin Encarnacion.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
you just get pay a couple guys because you got to pay somebody. And then the rest of your labor, have them on there for like $400,000 a year and just have as many good ones as you can, and some of them work out. Like, I mean, look at the Marlins are able to fix their farm system quickly. I mean, they're not on the White Sox level or the Padres level by any means, or the Cubs or Astros, but they're at least, putting a competitive team out this year and, you know, have some pieces. Tanking and baseball works.
They're going to make the playoffs this year for the first time in a long time.
It looks like it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, the Marlins only make the playoffs when they win the World Series, right? I mean, they haven't made it since they won the World Series in 2003, have they?
I have no idea.
I was going to say, I don't think so.
They haven't won a division in a long time because the Nationals went on a streak and won a division a bunch.
Yeah. I want to say the last time the Marlins made the playoffs was the year they won the World Series.
I mean, that's probably accurate.
I want to say they've only made the playoffs twice in their history and won the World Series both times.
Yeah, you're right. They're the only franchise in four major North American professional sports who have never lost a playoff round.
Okay, so I'm right. Like, 97, 2003, they got in and just won.
Yep.
And that's the only times they made the playoffs, which I don't know if you take that as a sports fan. Like, it's been, what, let's just call it 25 years of a whole lot of futility, but 2 years do you win a championship? Like, would you take that as a sports fan? Lock it in? Like, hey, if we get there, we're going to win. Like, I mean, the New York Giants kind of had the same thing. I mean, although they had, you know, success in the 80s.
Yeah.
But I mean, they got to the playoffs and lost a couple of times too with Eli. But like for the most part, it's like you get in, you're going to make a deep run and win it. Would you take that as a sports fan?
I don't know if you take a 17-year break though.
That's, I mean, I don't know.
I feel like maybe you take it in 2005 after you've won two of the last.
I mean, what would you take? Are you the would you rather be the Marlins or the Braves?
Oh, the Marlins for sure.
Well, I know you would say that because you hate the Braves, but I'm wondering. Like,
no,
they've had 25 years of. I mean, they only missed the playoffs like what, three times? I feel like
they always have a decent team and just cannot get it done in the playoffs. Like last year,
I mean, at least they have the one championship though. So like they can at least say like, hey, we got one World Series championship. That's only one less than the Marlins. So like, I guess if you're looking just from '97 on, maybe the Braves weren't a fair comparison. But I do like, I want to say they've only missed the playoffs like 3 years.
Probably, but. I mean, they had a good chance last year and gave up 13 runs in the first inning. So,
yeah, that would suck. And I had bet on the Braves, and I was rooting for the Braves, so I felt their pain a little bit. And I was like, man, what am I doing? This franchise is going to let me down. I don't have to sign up for this.
Don't bet on any of the sports teams.
I don't have to sign up for this heartbreak. I still felt it. I was probably one of the more mad people at Freddie Freeman coming out of the playoffs last year than anybody else. I was mad as hell at Freddie Freeman.
When did you know it was going wrong? When it was like 4-0 or
before the game, whenever the controversy was banning the tomahawk chop and like all the Braves fans were mad. And I was like, oh, they bit the knee of the Cardinals pitcher that was like, you know, part Cherokee. Or maybe full Cherokee. I don't know what his
was. It Martinez pitch him?
It was they had a guy in the bullpen that was Cherokee. Okay. I don't know his name. But basically he had came out and said it was disrespectful. So the Braves were like, hey, we're not going to play the tomahawk chop before game five. And then all the Braves fans I know were redneck mad about it. I was like, okay, they're in trouble now. And then, the first couple of batters, you realize this wasn't going to go well. Wasn't there an error early in that early in the inning, I think? I think there was an error early in that inning.
I don't know. I wasn't really following it. But
I think there was an error early in the first inning that made it worse. I want to say even maybe it might have even been like Freeman that had the error, but I might be just confusing his lack of hitting for lack of fielding, too. I'll look that up during the break. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Series get canceled, maybe. Is that right?
Yeah, maybe. But the last major like break we had was the Cardinals. They missed a long time. But since then, there haven't been that many teams.
They've been able to kind of isolate and get, if you are sick, kind of shut it down quickly and not let it spread to the team.
The problem was that the player at the beginning of the season, the players were able to leave the hotel.
Yeah.
And that was what, like, screwed
me. Well, I know, like, but baseball and football have two different obstacles, I think. Because baseball, like, you are playing all week.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you are with the team all week. The NFL, you are not with the team all week. Like, I mean, they even, like, made rules to where you couldn't be with the team all week. Because I think, was it the Rams, maybe? Was it the Rams that said they had two East Coast games coming up? But that they couldn't stay on the East Coast next week. They have to come back to California and then fly back out later that week. Like, you know, in a regular season, if you have two games on the East Coast, the Rams would just stay here and let their bodies stay acclimated. But they're like, sorry, protocol says you have to go back home. But, like, I mean, like, if you think about baseball, like, I mean, either you're on the road or you are playing every day. Football, you're not. And then also you combine, like, your family on top of it. Like, I mean, baseball players, especially, like I said, if they're on the road for a week or two, not going to be around their family. Football, you're going to be there, and then you got to hope that everyone in your house is obeying the rules, too. Mm-hmm. Like, what are the wives and girlfriends doing when it comes to, like, grocery shopping? I guess they're just like, hey, we can't go to the grocery store, drop it off. The click-to-pick or whatever, the pick list, whatever.
You should be able to afford the drop-off delivery service.
I mean, not everyone in the minimum. I mean, like, I mean, if you're making if you're only making $700,000 to $800,000 a year, and then you got taxes, you got agent fees, you got a house you bought, like, you might not want to be spending that extra $100 every couple weeks.
Fair. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying you couldn't afford it if you budgeted. I'm just saying, like, it might not be an expense you want to take on as you are also trying to deal with having money for the first time, and you might not have as much money as you actually think you have. Like, hey, I got an $800,000 contract, and then you look up and like, oh, wait, only $350,000? How did this happen?
Rookie mistake.
Yeah, like, where'd that other $500 go? Oh, man, these fees, they got me. So tonight should go off without any hitches, but the NFL got off to a good start, which maybe baseball helped save the NFL too. Like, maybe baseball failing with their system at the beginning made the NFL be like, hey, we have to figure this out and be on the same page. And you know, you had Patrick Mahomes, you had the Chiefs and Texans both pushing the NFL to like, hey, we have to up this testing to like daily. Because remember, like, we almost had that holdout right before they were supposed to report to camp.
Yeah.
We're like, hey, we have to get our guidelines in here.
Yeah, you know, I think baseball set a pretty good, like, you know, you just kind of watch them or like, okay, this is what we need to fix from what they're doing.
Yeah.
And just kind of helped them out on that aspect, but.
All right, let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Time to take control.
Welcome back to the White Claw Studios. Pick you up a 12-pack of White Claw to get ready for Thursday night football. Or just treat it as a doubleheader. Game 2, Celtics Heat leading you right into Thursday night football. Mm-hmm. Cam, which one are you more excited for? Game 2 or football?
I like me some football, but I don't really like this football. So I think I got to go towards NBA.
I like football, but I don't like football that much.
I don't like bad football, if that makes sense. I don't know. I'm probably going to watch football priority. Like, the game's still going on, the football starts, I'll probably end up switching over. But I think the NBA game's going to be a lot more entertaining.
Okay. Draven?
I don't think we should bash on this Thursday night game too much, guys. I mean, we got, you said it, Heisman winning quarterbacks dueling it out.
The problem is it's not college.
Well, if you gave me
Eric Crouch versus Tim Tebow, I'm not lining up to watch that either.
You still got Odell, you know. He might punch like a kicker's net or something on the sideline. You don't know what's going to happen there.
The Odell watch is interesting because, like, I've been saying it for, you know, about 12 weeks now, like, surely he'll snap out of this eventually, and he has not snapped out of it. Like, what is the best game he's had the last year and a half? I mean, like, I remember last year against the Titans, like, on the first drive of the season, he had, like, 3 or 4 catches. Like, oh, man, this is going to be a problem. And then, like, I don't think he's done anything ever since then.
He had a good game against the Jets on that Monday night. Okay. I remember that.
I remember what you're talking about, but he just had like one long like slant pass that took the house, right?
It wasn't nothing special. He also had like a one-handed catch, and everybody's oohing and awing about it. But
okay, but I do remember the Jets. Yeah, yeah. He did take a slant pass to the house.
What, week 2?
Yeah.
So like it wasn't like it was late in the season or anything.
10 catches, 161 yards, 1 touchdown, and a long of 89. So even if you remove like the 89 yard, he still had 9 catches for 70 yards, which is about the best he's done since then. I guess against Seattle, he apparently had 6 catches for 101 yards. That's the only other time he has gone over 100 yards with the Browns.
Jeez.
Twice in 17 games.
Oof.
He's only gone over 80 yards 3 other times.
Man, they traded all those draft picks for that. Oof.
So, you keep waiting for Odell Beckham. You keep waiting and waiting and waiting, and, like, you aren't getting rewarded. It's not coming to fruition. Also, I made a mistake. I guess he had 10 targets that Jets game. So, he had 6 catches for 161 yards.
Okay.
So, if you remove the 89, he would have had, what, 5 catches for 70 yards, which is still about better than he's done any other night.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since he's been able to do anything. He did get in the end zone twice at the end of last year. But, man, heading into week 16 against the Ravens, he only had 2 touchdowns on the year.
And not a lot of catches. I feel like I'm looking at this. It's not like you don't see any double-digit catches or anything.
Oh,
like
no,
that.
No. He had no games with double-digit catches. He had no games with even 8 catches. I mean, he had one game with 8 catches against the Cardinals. That's it.
Wow.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
74 catches on the year. I mean, that's bad when you consider 133 targets. And you also consider, like, it's Odell Beckham. So, you know, is the Browns offense, I mean, is Baker and Odell, is that the storyline of the night or is it the quarterbacks? Because, you know, Burrow looked fine in his first game. I wouldn't even say he looked good, but he looked fine. And that was against a pretty good Chargers defense.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to judge him too harshly or too positively either way. He's still an open book for me I am interested how he looks in his first primetime game, but at the same time, my man is coming into a second game on 3 days rest and 3 days of game planning. You know what I mean? Like, how much can you put on a young quarterback's plate on a three-day turnaround? Yeah, that seems a little unfair to be asking of a rookie quarterback without that didn't have a preseason camp. And as I realize that, that makes me think the Browns minus 5.5 might be the play, just because it's a quarterback coming in the second game on a three-day turnaround.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, but yeah, that's tough.
On a roster that's not even, like, good. I mean, like, the Bengals are fine. Like, they lost probably their best defensive player last week, their big defensive tackle they signed. He got hurt. He was playing pretty well. He got hurt. And outside of that, the Bengals have some skill players you like, but it's not like they have a good roster. I mean, they were the worst team in the league last year for a reason.
Yeah.
It's kind of embarrassing that the Browns are only favored by 5.5.
Oof. It's been dropping then.
Yeah, it started at 6, and I thought it might go the other way, but people are just like, no, man, we're not laying a touchdown with this Browns team that we don't know if they're any good.
Yeah, I do think it's going to be on their offense tonight. I mean, all that talent they have there, or supposedly the talent they have on offense,
they got a bunch of names.
Hasn't worked.
And you know? I don't know if we're overreacting to one beatdown at the hands of the Ravens, but I mean, the Browns were the only team that didn't score over 10 points last week. They were the only team.
Jeez.
In the league, they didn't score at least 10, or did they score 10, or they didn't score more than 10? What did they end up at? What was that score there?
31-6 to the Ravens.
Okay, so maybe they're the only team that didn't score 10 points. Maybe they're the only team that didn't get a double figures.
Or didn't get a touchdown? Is that possible?
No, I think they got. I think they got a touchdown, and missed the extra point.
Okay,
right.
I think so.
Okay.
I want to say. I want to say they scored a touchdown to make it 10-6, and then missed the extra point.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I forget about that.
The Browns do have a lot of injuries, though. I will say they had three offensive linemen are questionable.
I didn't see that. Their secondary still banged.
Secondary still a mess. They have all, and those guys aren't even questionable. Those guys are just out. Like, they have three or four guys in the secondary just out. So Jarvis Landry is going to play, which I think will help because he was questionable. But I don't know. I'm kind of thinking the Bengals might pull off an upset.
So you like the Bengals?
A little bit.
I may have taken it.
I will say Baker got his first win on prime time Thursday Night Football against the Jets. Now, granted, he didn't start the game. Tyrod played, I believe, the first half, and then he got hurt.
Tyrod looked awful, though. I mean,
yeah,
like,
he
I
did.
Mean,
and then
Baker brought them back.
He did. He brought them back. Got the big touchdown at the end of the game.
Yeah, he won that game.
I kind of see the same with Burrow. I think he's going to kind of a low-scoring defensive battle. Burrow has a nice little touchdown late and looks like the hero. First win on prime time.
I hear you. And I don't even disagree, but, I mean, are the Browns going to start 0-2? I mean, like, and look, don't get me wrong. Like, it's very feasible that the Cleveland Browns lose. Like, they're losers. And I've been saying for a week now, losing teams just lose. The problem is the Bengals also a losing team.
Yeah.
This isn't like a winning team going against a losing team. That was last week, and the Ravens beat the hell. And, you know, whenever we were doing our weekend review, we kind of glossed over, and by we, I mean I glossed over the fact that I said, I kind of like the Browns plus 7.5. Against the Ravens. Kind of glossed over that one.
Yeah.
I did have a listener remind me of that one. It cost me a three-team parlay. It was the only loss on the parlay. So trust me, I did enough self-loathing on Sunday for the both of us. Baker Mayfield. What did I think this idiot was going to win?
Yeah.
So I don't want to make that same mistake tonight. So look, I hear you, Draven, when you pick the Bengals. I hear you.
My thing is the Bengals gave up 155 rushing yards last week.
Okay.
And I think Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt
should
can
be a
do
lot
something
better.
With that. Yeah.
They should be a lot better at running the ball than whatever
Eckler
the hell.
And Kelly.
Yeah.
You know, so I just think.
How many of that was scrambling by Taylor? Did he?
He had 7 yards.
Okay.
So it wasn't much by him. It was Eckler had 84, Kelly had 60 yards.
Okay.
So I just think, you know, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt are a lot better running backs, or at least between the tackle guys.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm taking the Browns.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Browns. You say you took the Bengals?
I took the plus +6. Okay. I didn't take the Bengals straight up.
So what are you doing here? You
took
the Bengals.
I think the Browns have enough to win the game.
Well, I'm not talking about the money line. I'm talking about who I'm taking plus +6. I'm looking at my bookie.ag. I'm like, who am I taking?
I think the Bengals will stay in it. I don't think the Browns are good enough to just.
Well, I feel like if you can run the ball, then like that's how you cover those spreads. Like if you can run the ball and keep the chains moving, that's how you don't let teams come back. So if the Browns are going to run the ball, then they're going to take a lead and then build a lead, in my opinion.
I'm on the other end of the spectrum. I think if you can run the ball, it just runs the clock and keeps the game
Close?
Closer than it should be.
Yeah, but I'm picturing like, hey, it's a 10-point game in the fourth quarter. My team's picking up first downs, and like you're not getting the ball back, and we're even like scoring. Like, that's always the problem. And look, don't get me wrong. This is a completely different comparison. But like, I've been on the wrong side, and finally they beat my brains in enough where I quit doing it. But I was on the wrong side of the Alabama spreads for a while. Because in college, you think, okay, well, you maybe get some backdoor touchdowns, and then Alabama gets the ball, and they're just churning out 8-yard runs, and you never get the ball back, and they score, or they get down, and they kneel it out, and the game's over. Like, it's hard to come back against teams that can actually pick up those first downs.
Yeah. Like, That's fair.
Like, teams like the Chiefs, they actually almost let the Texans come back last week because they couldn't run the ball, like, whenever they had to. Like, yeah, they were up, you know, 2 or 3 scores, so it wasn't vital, but they let the Texans kept getting the ball back because they couldn't run the clock out. They would run, and then either pass or just run 3 times and have to punt it. Whereas if the Bengals are getting gassed, like, I would hope the Browns could just keep feeding 2 good running backs at 5-6 yards a carry.
Yeah, you'd think so.
So is it the offense or the quarterbacks? What's the story of the game coming into here?
For me, it's the offense. I just think with those Baker names and stuff, and like, this is a year and a half in the making, pretty much, of, okay, this offense is supposed to be something.
Yeah.
And I mean, if they have any shot making playoffs and stuff, they have to be able to score on, like, the Bengals, you know? So, I think that's the storyline. Like, if they come out and their offense is horrible again tonight, you're like, okay, this is, I mean, nothing's fixed, and you just think they're going to be the same Browns they were the past couple years, so.
Well, after 1 year, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
After 1 year and 1 game, it was even worse. Like, I mean, we had 1 week of football so far this year, and we already got to the Odell Beckham trade rumors portion of the season. Like, that was after 1 game.
It's impressive.
Of every season, yeah.
I mean, like I said, last year it wasn't good, but we kind of scapegoated Freddie Kitchens. Which, don't get me wrong, Freddie Kitchens was a moron. So when I say scapegoated, maybe that's not correct. We blamed Freddie Kitchens because Freddie Kitchens was a moron, but they upgraded that. They brought in a guy that we think can run an offense, although we don't know if he can be a head coach. We don't know if Stefanski has a head coach, you know,
like
mentality.
Said, he's supposed to be able to run an offense, and he did not do that last
week.
Right,
he should be at least be able to run an offense, you would think.
He kind of put himself in a tough spot, too, saying, like, oh, I'll call the plays. And then now when it looks bad, you're like, ooh.
He should have waited till week 2 to announce that. Like,
yeah.
You go ahead, 38-6. Okay, I'm going to call the plays Thursday night. Let's see what we
exactly,
got.
Exactly. He kind of set himself up for failure there. But
I mean, you're looking at the Ravens defense or the Bengals defense. I think I'd want the credit for what I do against the Bengals defense.
Yeah. Yeah, if they would have popped out, you know, like 30-something points here, right. You'd be like, yeah, see, look, I can call an offense. But yeah, they're oof.
Okay. Talking this out. I mean, like, I am very intrigued to see what Burrow does.
Mm-hmm.
Especially against a secondary that's banged up.
Yeah.
Like Draven said.
And they got the receivers for it, I would say. Like,
is it dumb to just take the over here? Over 43?
I just don't trust the offenses enough.
Thursday night games are usually sloppy.
Yeah. Did you know Kareem Hunt had more carries than Nick Chubb last week?
That's surprising.
Yeah. I was looking at the box score, and I'm like, huh.
How many do they have?
Kareem Hunt had 13, Chubb had 10.
I knew Hunt didn't have a lot. But yeah, I wonder how much of that was just like, hey, blowout.
It was
like,
already
we're
over.
Not going to put Chubb in just because that's our lead guy. I don't know what it was game flow-wise. Yeah. And it was a blowout, you know, from the third quarter on. So
yeah.
I don't know how many snaps the Browns even had in the third and fourth quarter.
Hunt
I don't know.
Definitely had more touches. He had 4 catches as well, and Chubb only had 1.
Well, they're going to use Hunt as a weapon. I mean, they're going to try. They paid him. They want him to be a part of that plan, and they're going to. I think 2 of their best players on their team are their running backs. Which I don't know how successful you can be with that being the case, but
your running backs and your tight ends.
I'm just doing the math out here. I'm thinking out loud for my people who are looking for an angle. I mean, I'm just thinking, like, we know that the Browns secondary is banged up. And we know that the Bengals can't stop the run. So I'm just wondering if both teams can get to, like,
you said it was 43?
Yeah, can I get, like, a 24-20? Can I get 5 touchdowns in this game?
I'd say 24-20 is realistic.
Can I get to 5 touchdowns in this game and, you know, kick a couple field goals? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think either of these defenses are a lead or anything. Like, I mean, they're not dominant defenses.
The more I talk about this, the more I realize if you bet on this game, you're just a degenerate. Now, I fully acknowledge I am a degenerate, so, like, I am, I'm not, you know, casting any stones.
Yeah.
I am not without sin here, but I'm just thinking, and I'm like, why do I even want to watch this game? Much less bet on it. Like, I don't even want to watch it. Forget it. I'm not intrigued by this at all. Neither one of these teams matter.
It's a big division game.
It is a big division game. It is. You are correct, which leads me to think, like, it's really stupid they're putting a division game in week two on a Thursday night. But if I could pick one division game that matters the least, it's probably Browns versus Bengals.
That's fair.
Is there a division game that matters less than Browns versus Bengals?
Dolphins versus Jets.
I mean, I told you since 2016 that the Browns and Bengals have two of the worst four records in the league. Now, granted, the Jets were one of those teams, but the Dolphins, hey, spunky team. That's a fine. That's probably in the running, Hayden. That's probably in the running for worst division game.
Colts, Jets.
Which that could be the competition for the worst team in the league, though. Probably. See who's getting the number one pick.
You think the Dolphins could be number one pick worthy bad again?
Yeah, I think that they're going to be bad this year.
Okay.
I don't think Fitzpatrick has it anymore.
I don't think they're going
to
play.
They're going to hand it to Tua.
Yeah, I think Tua will be starting by week four.
What's their schedule look like?
That's they got Buffalo this week. They're going to get smashed by Buffalo. Like, I mean, or at least I think they'll get smashed by Buffalo. Like, if you watch Ryan Fitzpatrick on Sunday against the Patriots, the last team I want him playing is the Bills the next week. I remember the last team, but one of the last teams.
Oof, I'd say it'd have to either be they just hand it to him in week three against Jacksonville, or they got to wait it a little bit because they got Seattle, San Fran,
yeah, right after. And Denver, and the Chargers, who have all pretty good defenses. So, I mean, like, that Dolphins team, like you said, okay, hey, they might be in trouble.
Yeah, that's a rough stretch they get.
I'm waiting until week.
How they got all the West teams just in a run like that?
That's brutal. Especially, like, yeah, I mean, like, they.
Yeah, Seattle, San Francisco, Denver, Chargers, Rams, Arizona, just all in a stretch.
God, they're not going to win a game.
Maybe, yeah, I mean, Devontae Parker went out, too, with an injury. So maybe I'm looking around, I'm like, you know what, Tua, we're going to wait till week 12. Yeah, like, you get the Jets, bro.
If they have the worst
Bengals.
Jets, Bengals, you get those 2 weeks to get feeling good about yourself before we play the Chiefs. That's what we're doing.
If they have the worst record, who do you draft number one this year?
You trade it.
You try and trade back a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you trade it and you get as many good young players as you can.
Yeah. Assets. All about the assets.
Which if you are the Dolphins, yeah. I mean, I know like you think that you had a chance this year, but yeah, you really might be in the running for a worst record in the league.
Yeah, I didn't realize they had that stretch like that.
I mean, like, that's they get brutal. The Jets twice, so maybe they can, you know, win those games, but they go Jets by at Jets. So like three straight weeks, they play them twice. Two straight games.
So the Jets and Jacksonville, or maybe the Bengals are the best shot.
Jacksonville messed up. That was a perfect result for me, a Titans fan. Like, you had the Colts lose and the Jaguars win. Jags one win further away from Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields, and
they might only need one. Sounds like it.
We'll see what the Bengals do. I'm not ready to say the Bengals are going to be good either. We'll see what the Bengals. If the Bengals lose tonight and don't look good, they will move into the contention for having the top pick again. Is there a division game that matters less? I don't know.
I don't know, yeah.
You said Colts, Jags. I mean, the joke for a while the joke for a while was Titans, Jags, or the Titans now elite, so we don't have to worry about those jokes anymore. We can sidestep those.
They better win this week.
Washington versus the Giants, but I think that Washington team's going to be pretty good, and the Giants are enough of a franchise that they matter. So I think this is it. I think this is the worst division game you can have. Except maybe, like you said, Jets-Dolphins.
Yeah, I can't think of anything lower than that.
At least with Jets-Dolphins, I feel like that. Wasn't there a classic game like Marino's fake spike on Monday Night Football?
Pretty
like,
sure it was, yeah.
You can at least throw some like highlights history, of like yeah past games. Like, there's no history with Bengals Browns. Those teams just suck. Like, the Bengals were good like for like 2 years in the early 80s, right? Didn't they make the Super Bowl like in like the early 80s? Maybe the late 80s. I don't know. They played the 49ers in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, they did, with the lefty quarterback. Can't remember his name.
Oh, yes.
On ESPN, what's his name?
Boomer?
Yeah, Boomer Esiason. Yep.
I don't think he's on CBS, ain't he?
CBS,
whatever. Is he a lefty?
I don't know if he's a lefty or not.
Pretty
either,
sure he's lefty.
He might be. I don't know. I don't I feel like if Hayden remembered he's a lefty, then he's probably a lefty, because otherwise, why would he remember he's a lefty? But I mean,
you
I don't
got a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. I don't know if you do have a 50-50 chance. I feel like there's way more right-handed quarterbacks. Do you go on, you have two choices, or do you go on, like, odds tell me, like, 80% of the quarterbacks are right-handed, yeah. So is it a 50-50 or an 80-20 chance?
Yeah.
I'm not a math guy. And, like, the Browns were good, I guess, that one time they lost to John Elway on the drive. And, like, what, was that, like, mid-80s, like, 80, 85, 86?
Left-handed, told you, right there.
Hey, nobody gets happier about being right than Hayden. No one gets happier about being right than Hayden. He lives for being right.
Didn't the
I was
Brown...
doubting myself over there for a minute, but...
Well, like I said, through. I feel like if you remember he's a lefty, then if it stood out to you, then you are right. I didn't doubt you, just for the record.
Didn't the Browns have that huge fumble, like, going into the
yeah.
In the red zone?
Yeah.
They were, like, driving, and he fumbled. Didn't he do it, like, 2 years in a row? He had, like, two huge – I can't remember that running back's name.
I don't know if he had two in a row or not. I remember the fumble.
Yeah. And it, like, pretty – yeah, cost him the game, basically.
That was, like, in the mid-80s, I think. I think mm-hmm. That was, like, the last time the Browns have really done anything. So, at least with the Jets-Dolphins, we have Marino and Testaverde going mano-a-mano. That means hand – in hand. Why would you say mano y mano?
It's one on one. Isn't that what that is? Mano y mano?
Is mano y mano one on one?
Mono's, yeah.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I just
think
thought
you're
it was
in the wrong
hand.
Language or something.
So mano means hand?
No.
Or no, mano means one.
Yeah.
Okay, that checks out. Let's go to break. Hour one in the books. Hour mano in the books. Hour dos. Uno. I thought uno was.
I think you're like. I think. Is mano,
mano
in the Italian?
I'm pretty sure mano is. Is something to do with the hand in Spanish.
Right.
I'm pretty sure.
I think mano's one in like Italian or something, though, is it? What? Because mano y mano is one.
No, okay.
I swore it was
no,
one.
No, no, no. I'm right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
There
Let's
we go. There we go.
Yeah, hate it. I feel yeah. that joy that you feel. Yeah. I'm right. Mano y mano is an error caused by mishearing the Spanish expression mano a mano, which means not man to man, but hand to hand. Okay. Hand to hand combat.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like one on one, like hand to hand.
Okay.
Mm
hmm.
Let's go.
Jeez, we stink at languages.
I feel like me and Hayden are on that one.
I'm taking three Spanish
English
classes.
English stinks.
Our, oh, yeah, English. The English language. We're a little
Jeez,
weird there. But,
we're a mess.
Hour two on deck.